Click the middle button.
Yep.
And
then toss.
Then shoot. And shut the screen up.
What?
So it doesn't waste power.
Okay.
Still recording.
Ready?
Ready.
This week's parsha is Parshas Vayeschanan. It's also Shabbos Nachamu. This Shabbos, I want to thank Rav Dani Marcus Shlita and his shir in the room behind us for the background music. And I want to share with you a parting message for the guys that are here this summer from Kollel. I think a message that hopefully is a very important takeaway for us as we take leave of a wonderful summer together here. NCSY Kollel and Tuf Shin Ayin Vav 2016. In Parshas Vayeschanan, the Torah tells us we have the first parsha of Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Very important parsha. One of the most fundamental psukim in the entire Torah, for sure. And then the Torah tells us, as we know, V'yahavta is Hashem Elokecha, that we are to love Hashem. B'chol levavecha, with all of our hearts. U'b'chol nafshecha, with all of our souls. U'b'chol me'odecha, and with all of our property, with all of our money. And this concept of Avas Hashem, of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a very, very beautiful concept. What does it mean? It means to love Hashem. How do you love Hashem? So the Rambam tells us there's two ways to love Hashem. And the Rambam writes, number one, you look at nature, you're awed and baffled by the... Look outside, those beautiful flowers, those purple flowers outside. Wow! What a world of Rosh Hashanah made. Wow! Person sees Darja. He goes a major hike and he sees Eretz Yisrael in a gorgeous way. Wow! He's wowed. That's one way for a person to go ahead and love Hashem. Rambam also says that when a person sees Hashem's Torah, the vastness of Hashem's Torah, how incredible it is, the breadth, this endless ocean of Torah, that's another way that Rambam says that brings a person to love Hashem. But there's an incredible Gemara that I want to leave you all with this summer about Avas Hashem. It's one of my favorite Gemaras that I love personally most. And I think it's a very, very appropriate Gemara for you guys to take away with you as we take leave this summer. The Gemara in Masechet Yuma, on this pasuk, the Ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha, says the following amazing thing. How do you really love Hashem? How does a person show that you love Hashem? Says the Gemara. You know what it means? You should love Hashem to a point. To such a point, Shetehei Shem Shamayim Mis'ahev Al Yadecha. Which means, when a person sees you, they love Hashem more. And the Gemara explains, when a person goes and learns Torah, and he spends the whole summer learning Torah, that's not the Gemara says, but that's my application, he spends the whole summer. And then people see how he acts. He acts with fine midos. He acts like a mensch. He comes to the airport and the lady checking him in sees that he's talking in a refined way. And when she asks him who packed his bags, he says, I packed my bags, thank you for asking. Or when she finishes all of her questions, she asks him, he says, oh, thank you very much, have a good night. And people see, wow, this is the way a Torah Jew acts. You know what they say? They say, wow, Ashrei Aviv praises his father that taught him Torah. Ashrei Rabbo praises his Rebbe that taught him Torah. A person that learns Torah, look how nice and refined his ways are. Look how beautiful he acts. Look how pleasant he is. The Gemara says that's what Avas Hashem is. Of course, we have to imbibe our Avas Hashem. We have to take in our Avas Hashem. We have to learn as much Torah as we can. We have to soak in as much as we can from the nature, from the creation Hashem created. But the goal, the end goal, is not just to take it in for ourselves. The goal is to spread it and to share it with others. Not necessarily to go home and give a shiur in Elizabeth or in Flatbush or in L.A. or in L.A. or in Chicago or in Chicago. Or in Passaic, or in Silver Spring, or in Yerushalayim, or in Queens, or in Columbus, or in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Or in Chicago. I think you got everybody. Shimmy, five T's, push it. It's not to go get a shear necessarily. It's to act in a way that reflects the fact that you live a Torah lifestyle. It's that the Torah that we learned this summer should become part of us. That we should walk around in a way, not not feeling haughty, chas v'shalom, but feeling and knowing that we are emissaries, that we are shluchim of Hashem, and that we carry His Torah wherever we go. There's a Gemara that says, there's a Mishnah in Peah. The Mishnah says, Eil Gemara, we say it every morning. She'ilem, Shira, Peah, Vabikurim, etc. And then Eil Gemara, Sha'ala Bachel, Perosayim, Alamazad, these are the things that a person eats the fruit in this world. Ve'akeren kayem is lo, but the principle, the base, lasts forever. And it lists many examples, and one of those most of those examples are Ba'al Machavero. It says, what's the examples? The examples are the following. It says, Kibbut Avaim, that's between you and your parents. Kimilas Chasadim, Halavoyas Ameis, Achlasas Kala, all these things are between you and his friend. Then it says, V'Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah, how does that fit with Achlasas Kala, with making weddings and doing chesed? How does that fit? One of my dear friends, Rabbi Simcha Willick, Shlita, once told me a very gorgeous pshat in this. He said, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam means, you want to know the biggest chesed you can do for somebody else? Teaching Torah. In this context, it doesn't only mean teach him Akoriya Samagil Omid the Yoshe. It means teach him what it means to live a lifestyle of Torah. And both I go back to your communities to be ambassadors. Wear the crown of Torah that you wore this summer so beautifully, and wear it proudly on your heads. Wherever you go, you go into yeshiva, you're a step ahead, you had a kolo in the summer, most guys didn't have, you come into yeshiva next year. You're going back to your schools, you go into whatever school you go into, a lot of your friends did not have the same experience you had in the summer. You're coming in on fire. You're coming in with Torah under your belt. You're coming in with a summer looking at great people, great role models, taking in such special experiences and fundamental things in your life. Take that with you and be ambassadors. Be shluchim. And whatever you do, make others love Hashem. And whatever you do, realize that people are looking at you and act up, own up to the charge that we're being given of Yahavta Es Hashem Elokecha. The charge of that we should live our lives in a way that's pleasant with midos. That people say, wow, look at this guy, he went to Torah, look at this guy, he's a mensch. Look at this guy, he went to NCSY Kolo, Tafshin Ayin Vav. Spent the summer learning, playing ball, having a great time. And look how beautiful his ways are. Look how nice he acts. You call it to your parents. You haven't seen them in 6 weeks, a lot of you. Give them a hug and a kiss. And not just hugging a kiss. If maybe there was some tension before, maybe you didn't always appreciate them or value them, wow, you know what? Take a step back and give them a little bit, one more dose of appreciation, one more dose of Akaras HaTov, one more dose of Menschlichkeit. You go to a shul, and in between the rabbi speaks, all your friends are going outside, and it's not so respectful for the rabbi. Stay in, whether you understand it or not. You know what you're doing? You're doing Avas Hashem. You're saying, wow, this is a person who learns Torah, he's respectful. He has midos. He cares about others, and he lives his life in that way. Rabbosai, I want to thank each of you. We just moved individually this now, but I want to thank each of you, and collectively, for a wonderful summer. It was a treat to come in every day to learn with you, to hear from you, to grow with you, to watch you grow, to watch your thirst, your excitement, your enthusiasm for Torah, for Avodas Hashem. I wish you each tremendous hatzlacha in becoming and continuing to be great ambassadors from now on. That's it. Developing ourselves, working hard on ourselves, and becoming the amazing, amazing shluchim, the amazing, amazing ambassadors that we can be and that we will be. Ultimately bringing about a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, bringing great Nachas to Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos and Kol HaLeah Shabbos. Have a great, great last few days, and thank you all very, very much. Shkoyach, guys. Take care.
Share a picture.